At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Redoing this one. I'm just kidding. But today we will be talking about our opinions on
the secrets on how to pull anyone.
Yes, secrets on how to pull anyone. Last time we were talking about the negatives of a relationship, and I'm sure we can all agree on what the positives are, you know. Just the great stuff that happens in a relationship.
Also, too, quite curious. Everybody drop in the comments who you think, like, has the most game and pulls the most girls, because I'm kind of curious as to like what other people think just from like watching our videos and
that is a good opinion to drop in the comments. drop whatever, like, oh, I think his play is this or his play is that. But throughout this episode, you're going to be seeing
also to rank
our different game.
I want them to rank like who they think from first, like best game to like they have the weakest game.
Okay.
I think that'll be funny reading the comments.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
That's pretty funny.
Just don't go too hard and hurt our feelings.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
You don't have to.
But, I mean, you can take a look at us. We ain't no motherfucking sexy suaves.
Speak for yourself.
I'll speak for myself. I ain't no fucking super sexy suave. So,
Danny, you are a sexy suave.
Danny's a lady killer right here.
Sometimes you got to use the mouthpiece. Is that true or not?
Most definitely.
All the time.
Can we agree on that?
Yes. Yeah.
Girls could also use some improvements on their game as well. So throughout this episode, I'm going to list like places, and there's going to be different scenarios, questions on our game.
Wait,
depending on these places.
I kind of want to start off with a question. Is that cool? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think that like girls have more game than guys, but they just don't use it as much?
No.
No? I think they do.
No, I don't think they don't.
It's just a big advantage.
Well, I would say this. I think girls definitely have like some sort of game, but it's kind of like something they just don't say as much.
Like they know that they're hot, so they use that to their advantage.
Yeah, like let's just say they're pretty. So like if obviously you're staring at a girl, maybe they'll just walk in front of you and be like, "Oh, wanting to stare at me." How's that not game?
Yeah, that's unspoken riz.
All right, here we go.
I need a mouthpiece.
Using that, you don't. All right, but using that, don't get into it yet.
I want it right now.
Just wait, we'll start with that.
I want to give him a scenario, that's why.
No, we'll start with that. We'll start with that, because I have one of those points in here. So the first place is a party, a club, a bar, basically like a social event, right?
And you're trying to pick up a girl?
Yes, our game. I'm not saying like what would you do or whatever, but like
maybe what we believe is like the best.
What is the best way to pull game right here? But one of the points I have is how important is it to play with your eyes at a club or a party, a bar? And by that I mean like, you know, when you're what I'm saying? To play with your eyes.
Yeah.
Like take a couple of glances, keep looking if the eye contact's still there.
Like, if, let's say you look at a girl real quick, but she doesn't break her eye contact, is that, like, that's a sign, no?
That is a sign.
So that's what, you don't think it's a sign?
I don't know. I feel like
if you're looking at her and then she just goes,
okay, if she goes, what are you looking at, then all right, you're but
she taps her friend and then they leave.
But what were you going to put him in that scenario? Because it kind of falls under that.
I was going to say, because he was like, oh, no, girls need to have a mouthpiece, too, for game. Okay, if a girl, you know, looks at you once, you look back, and then looks at you twice, you look back. Okay, you guys already made eye contact two times, maybe even a third time, and she walks past you, but in like a nice, like, you know, promiscuous way where she looks kind of sexy and shit. That's her using her unspoken game to get at you because she knows that she has what you would like.
That. If she doesn't use her mouthpiece, then what?
But the thing is that she doesn't need to initiate that conversation with you.
Yeah, you're
because she knows that you are gonna initiate it with her.
But I want to flirt with her later every now and then, like, you know.
But you're gonna go up to her, right? If she's over here giving you signals.
Yeah, but I want to get to know her and be like, "What's up?" And but like, I want her to use game.
But she is.
Yeah,
she's
is.
She's trying to get your attention for you to go up to her.
And she did. If you're over here like, okay, this girl's interested in me, and I'm going to go up to her to see what's up, she fucking used her game on you.
Yeah.
He's saying her game is her walking by you, maybe looking you up and down, and then walking away. Because after that, what are you going to do?
Oh, she wants to fuck me. That's what you're going to
say. Yeah, you're going
to
tell me.
If some girl walks by you and she looks you head to toe and that's looks at exactly you in the eyes, saying. Walks away, that's her form of game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So not necessarily they have to say something, but if they're walking in front of you, they're trying to make you make the second move, which is go up and talk to them. Yeah. Right? Because they're making the first one. With that.
And I was gonna say, like, I feel like girls don't like approaching guys as much, because I feel like if a girl approaches you and starts talking to you and like flirting, I feel like most guys' first thought will be like, oh, like, she's into me, she wants me, like, this is easy. Yeah. And I feel like they want to kind of play like a little bit harder to get.
Yeah, is that whack if the girl approaches you first?
No.
Nah.
I don't think it's whack. I wouldn't mind if a girl came up to me first.
Yeah. Is that good for her though?
Yes.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
If anything.
Well, because you just said that you would think it's too easy.
I feel like, no, that's what girls think. Like, they're playing it too easy.
That makes sense. And to be honest, I would think it's too easy, too.
But you wouldn't be like...
I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like a turnoff, or you wouldn't be like, well... You would just be like, oh, easy.
it was just like, not easy. You're just going into it now. Now you already know. Now you could play the chase game and act like you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's easy if they just come up to you. Maybe they just really want to get to know you.
I'd say they could come up to you, get to know you, and you're fucking whack, and they walk the other way.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, wait, so going back to the scenario where what would be our game, let's start off with you. What would your ideal game be to try to get a girl at, like, a bar, a club, or party?
I think, personally, it does start with, like, the whole eye game. And if you're looking, you shouldn't be, like, looking too hard. But, like, you could just feel it. If you guys, like, lock eyes, you're going from there, I would just go up.
Yeah?
Yeah, just go up to her.
What about you, Frank?
You want a drink? Or just walk up? Yeah, the eyes.
So you're going to like kind of like try to keep like eye contact with her a couple times?
Yeah, I'm going to get a little closer too.
A little closer? And you're just going to go up and be like, yo, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
So this is at a bar.
Do you have a man's? Yeah. Did anybody come with you?
Which one are you asking first? Do you have a man's or you want to, can I buy you a drink?
Did anybody come with you? Or no.
Yeah, you could go up and be like, are you here by yourself? Like, why are you here by yourself?
That's but if she got a man, I don't know. Yeah, that would probably put her I'm here with my man's, right?
If what?
If you say who you're here with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I'm just walking away.
Yeah, if she's like, I'm with my man's, then yeah, you lost.
I feel like if you like try to get at a girl and she like kind of rejects you the first time. I mean, some people, they're like, you know, they're fucking amazing at it and they'll keep going without it being like creepy, I feel like.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I would.
And then go cry.
Be like, fuck you, bitch.
What about you, Danny? What's at the...
I feel like, I mean, if there's music is playing, it's always a good time for me because I know a lot of music. So I would kind of like just like dance my way over there and then just maybe grab her hand or some shit and then be like, hey, like, are you here with someone? And then if she says yeah, then okay, it is what it is. Then if not, you know, we'll keep dancing and then, oh, let me buy you a drink, or I'll just start the conversation right there.
You're going to grab her hand?
No, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, because one of the things that I'd put right here too, and I don't fall into this category, but how important is dancing at a club for a guy? Like knowing how to dance.
Like with a girl or just by yourself or both?
Both, really.
Honestly, now that I think about it, I feel like even if you don't know how to dance, but you have some kind of rhythm and you're just having fun with it.
Yeah, I think
you could still pull it off. Like, you don't have to know.
But you
got to
be confident in it.
Yeah, you got to be confident.
As long as you're confident.
Because you can't be a stiff.
Yeah. Nah. And that what that comes from is if you're confident, having fun, dancing, whatever, some girls might just come up to you and be like, hey, let's fucking dance or some shit.
I think, yeah. I think it's a huge fucking plus.
And if you're dancing and you're not a wallflower,
know how to dance, I feel like that's pretty big.
Honestly, I don't think that matters. I think if as long as you're having a good time, good energy rubs off on other people. And if other people are trying to have a good time, then they'll fucking migrate to you and you guys will just migrate together and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. No, I agree too.
Especially girls, I think. I think that shit works.
Fuck no.
What?
I ain't going up to the girl that doesn't know how to dance.
No. He's saying for like saying the guys and shit.
Oh, okay. But he said, but for girls too. Would you go to a girl that doesn't know how to dance?
I can just see her fucking moving stiffly. Okay, no, that's a turn off as fuck.
I haven't seen that before.
Yeah,
she's just pumping up right there in the corner and shit.
I got look.
Or what if she starts spinning on her head and breakdancing and shit?
Yeah. I'd be like,
honestly, that's an easy slide in.
Yeah, honestly, I think I would be like, hey, she's pretty.
She gets back up. She has a big ass dirt spot on her head.
Or she's fucking that confident and she has like cool friends around her and they're just all having a good time. I might go fucking chill with that friend group.
Yeah, I would definitely. Like, hey, yeah, you could definitely go. Yeah.
No, now that you say that, I think like dancing, like no matter if you fucking suck at it or if you're, you know, a professional dancer, I think that's very important.
Yeah,
dancing,
yeah. Not just sitting in
at a party at a club. That's like so important.
Shit, even at a bar.
Yeah,
not too much, but like, shit, you can move a little bit.
Move a little bit, groove.
Fun, just kind of like bobbing your head and shit.
Unless you're the prettiest motherfucking Hercules that just stands on the wall, you could just everybody stand. Could fucking see you shining.
But I feel like even that, like girls will kind of get like a I don't know, maybe like a conception of you. Like, damn, like this guy thinks that he's the shit.
Yeah,
I feel like that could also happen.
Because there's been times when we've been to places together and we turn shit up.
And then the girls just come.
Everybody comes. And then when you see girls come, more fucking guys come.
On my back.
They just want to have a good time.
Let's say you approach the girl, right? Like Frank said, let's say now Frank approached the girl. He's like, oh, can I buy you a drink? Boom, they buy a drink. They're talking for a little bit. Does he have to stay with her the whole night?
No, I don't.
So what's the next move after that? What should you do? Like, let's play the guy scenario. Like, if there's a guy listening to this girl, like, just spill the game.
Okay, let's say I go up to the girl, I buy her a drink, and then I successfully get her number or something to get in contact with her social media or some shit. I think you should, like, kind of let her do her own thing for the rest of the night to see, like, what she would do next or if she's, like, curving other guys or, like, not dancing with anyone. And then naturally, if you guys are still both drinking, having a good time, I think it would, like, just you guys would just migrate back together, end up dancing with each other or something, and just end up at the end of the night when you're walking out of that bar, you'll walk out with them.
That's a good scenario. What do you think, Logan?
I think so.
Fuck.
Are you supposed to be with them for the rest of the night?
I think it depends. I feel like within like the first like couple minutes of you talking to them, you could kind of get a feel of like you know what, this girl's cool. Like, I'm kind of down and like just kick it with her.
Or she wants.
But are
you
supposed to kick it with her the whole time?
No.
Or are you at some point you're gonna be like, hey, you want to dance?
If she's with her homegirls, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna go talk to my boys real quick. So I'll be back.
Yeah, that's a good play right there.
And if she's like, all right, I'll be right here.
The thing is, like, what if, like, you're failing her and, like, I don't know, you guys just connect and shit?
Well, like, I think you should have that good conversation, but not, like, let's say you get to the club at or the bar at 11, right? And you start talking to her at 11:30. The bar doesn't close till 2. I don't think you should take up all her time that whole night because you came here to have a good time and so did she. And I feel like if you guys are both having a good time separate, then you guys will naturally come back together.
You know what might be even the crazier play?
And if you...
She gives you top in the restroom.
I'm
ever cutting you off. No, but I feel like if you are, like, obtaining all her time that whole night, it'll kind of be like, damn, this guy's, like, just either really wants to fuck me tonight or he's just, like,
just don't play.
Yeah.
And
he's
That's what I'm thinking, too. Because imagine this. So. Yeah. Imagine me.
Or it's like his first time fucking talking to him.
No. Exactly. Imagine me going up to go, hey, I think your kid, she's feeling me, too. And then I pull the Frank. All right, well, you know, I'm going to let you kick with your girls. I'm going to go with my boys.
Yeah.
Now I go back to the boys. I'm turning shit up with the boys. And now I'm talking to other girls. And she sees me throughout the night, like, kind of just fucking around. You don't think she'll be like, all right, this motherfucker got game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she'll, but she could also get turned off by that.
She could, but...
Bro, grow the fuck up. These can be my friends. These can be my friends.
That's what I'm saying. I'm here to have a good time. I'm talking
to girls. I ain't going
to
fuck them. I ain't going to touch
but
up on
them. But
they're
just talking.
But then maybe you guys lock eyes again and go up to her again.
Yeah.
You straight? You good?
Just be like,
you want
good.
Anything
like,
else
here,
to drink?
I'm here for you. You know, blah, blah, blah.
I think if you just stay with her the whole night, you could definitely be the jealous type.
Yeah, for
just
real.
Like,
because what if you?
No, it's not even that.
What if
a
guy, her guy friend comes up? Hey, what's up? Like, and then you. Just,
oh, if the guy friend comes up, then you. Hey, I'm gonna go with
like
my friends. I'm gonna go to the restroom real quick.
Imagine you're around and she's with her guy friend, right? She's with her guy friend,
and he's staring at you.
Yeah, and you go around to talk to her. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Blah blah blah. You come back. The guy friend's gonna look jealous as. Well, that guy friend's gonna be jealous as fuck. I've been in that situation to where, I went to around to multiple girls. And I was like, hey, how you doing? All that shit. I come back to the girl that I'm, like, really fucking with. And I talked, like, hey, how you doing? And the guy friend looks jealous as fuck, like, damn, this guy.
All right, Logan.
I don't know.
In what scenario in your head does staying with them the whole night work?
Yeah, how does that work?
It's not necessarily the whole time, but, like, I would say, like, a good amount of time. And it's just because, like, I don't know. I think it's just because, like, me, I could fucking talk for hours. And I feel like if you meet somebody that's like cool as fuck, you're gonna want to kind of continue talking with them.
Or if she's
you don't
like,
think that's
this guy's fucking annoying.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
Like, imagine.
No, but the thing is like you could kind of like sense it if she's over here like you know has the same energy and she doesn't sound bored in that shit. Okay, fuck you.
It's hard, dick. Imagine going to the club to turn up and some guy's talking to you the whole fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you don't even want to talk.
She's like this.
Oh, okay. What if you're on your ramble like, yeah. Well, she thinks she's feeling you. And then she goes, oh, fuck, this is my song. And she leaves it to the dance floor.
And you're like,
and that's a sign to like, dude, you've been fucking literally chewing her ear off.
No, and then you look back and the boys are like this.
Is it really? Because I was gonna say
like this with his AMF, his fucking audios. He's right here.
His audios. Okay, go.
He does. No, but I was gonna say.
Can you hold my drink?
Your drink's here. He turns around like this. Your drink's here. Oh God.
No, I was gonna say like, for me, like, cause you had said like, oh, go to the dance floor and then you start dancing with her. But I was gonna say like that would be like my transition on like okay to stop talking and then to go dancing. Like, if they play, like, a fucking song, I'd be like, oh, shit, like, I like this song. Let's go dance.
Well, then she's going to be like, this guy's following me now.
Yeah, for real. This guy's following me, and then you go fucking dance with her, and she doesn't dance with you?
It's just like, God, yeah. What?
Nah, I think it's just because I like talking so much. And if the bitch gets, if she, if she gets annoyed,
he's going to, instead of singing the lyrics, he's going to talk. Hey, so you like to dance or what? I like to talk.
Hey, so what's your favorite verse on this song?
Why do you like this song so much? Take me back to the time when you first listened to it.
What year did this song was it? You know, this
sorry,
year
start asking trivia questions. Nah, but I don't know. I think it's just because I like talking.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like in some type of scenario that would work. Like, I'm being for real. Like, that scenario would work, I think, if the girl's absolutely feeling you. To where she feels like, if I let this guy go, he's going to go find another girl or some shit. So she's kind of just keeping it up.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the play right there, if you're a guy, talk to her a little bit, leave a good impression, dip, go turn up, make another good impression inside the club, bar, whatever.
Hey, use the restroom or some shit, yeah.
Go back later.
Yeah, go back later.
And then you could sit there and talk after you turned up.
Yeah.
Make a fucking scene. If you're good at dancing, though, don't do
But don't make the, like, though, like, coming back too long, because what if she, like, fuck, what if another guy swoops
that
shit?
That's what I'm saying.
You said you want to talk to her for 50 hours.
Okay, no, but never mind.
But what if?
But the thing is, okay, also, if another guy comes and talks to her,
she's a hoe.
Yeah, you got to give a fuck.
She's not a hoe. I don't really care.
Because our game, too, is go talk to the, you know, you don't got to sit there and talk to her.
Yeah,
because
if I see a badass female, right, and she's like the only bad, not the only, but like
the baddest.
The bad
one
to you.
One of the top, right? And another guy's trying to hit on that, and then I come, all right, for sure, I'm going to spit my game, too, and like, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I would think, boom, I spit my game, cool, left a good impression, I dip now. Now I see another guy try, I'm going to be like, all right, fuck it. I'm still going to get that later. Yeah. Like, that would be me.
Yeah.
I'm going to still go for it. I know I left a good impression. I'm going to go back.
Yeah, later. I'm going to go back later, and then I'm going to fuck with her, too. I'm going to be like, hey, so
you were talking to
guy?
Your little friend, right?
So who's your little
friend? That was the type.
That's Gabe, too, you know?
Yeah. That's the type of shit that will make her be like,
nah. It wasn't like that. I totally curved them more.
So, and then that can trigger you to say, well, so you were keeping your eyes on me, right?
Yeah,
you could do a bunch of tricks with that shit.
They're either going to say we're corny as hell in the comments, or they're going to be like, yo.
That shit ain't corny, bro.
Nah,
that shit
it
works.
It makes them laugh a little bit.
It ain't corny.
To be honest, I'm not going to lie. I'm not smooth like that.
Really?
No, I'm not smooth like that. I'm not. I told you, all I do is fucking talk.
But
I
you
just,
know what?
I talk.
In scenarios, that does help Logan a lot, though, too.
It does.
I talk.
Nah, because there's been times that, like, where I went to, like, kickbacks with you, and then you were talking to a girl that I was looking at, and then I would be thinking like, damn, this motherfucker looking spitting my game, and then you're
the truth is
probably,
I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
I'm over here
you're
asking about her childhood.
You come back. You're like, you come back. I was like, damn, that girl's fine as fuck. You're like, yeah. Like, she just graduated, blah, blah, blah. And then you say a whole fucking biograph about her.
No, exactly.
I'd be like, what the fuck, dog?
The homies are all pumped for like, hey, damn, hey, what happened? Da, da, da. And then Logan's like, dude, her fucking dad just left her.
yeah, some shit like
fucking,
that.
Fucking, she's going through some crazy shit.
Or he'll be like this to me. Hey, you know where she's from? You know who she knows?
Bro, she knows fucking everybody, dog.
Bro, it's crazy. Her mom is my mom's cousin.
That's her.
And we're
shit.
Like, dick, what?
that's
here, look, let me introduce you to her.
She's chill.
It's because, like, I don't know. I go and I'm just like, let me just fucking talk.
But in other cases, it might be good because, like, let's say, like, another guy was trying to spit mad game at her. Then that guy, like, let's say I was trying to spit game at a girl and Logan ends up going after me, right? And he starts talking to the girl for the rest of the night. I would be like, damn, this motherfucker's like,
getting it
right now.
Yeah, that's what
I also
saying.
I also feel like I'm like a better wingman. Like, I feel like there's been like a couple instances where like I like talked to the girl or whatever, and then afterwards I like lobbed them to some friend. Like, yo, like, this is my homie right here. He's cool as fuck.
Do you think that could be part of your game as well?
What?
Like, coming off so fucking friendly that they end up chasing you because they're like, this dude don't want me?
Yeah. That could possibly happen for Logan.
I feel like that's like 50-50 because either they could be like, damn, like, you know what? Like, this dude's just, like, such a great guy.
Yeah,
nice
that's what
guy.
I'm saying. Like, they walk away and be like, bro,
or
didn't tell me one thing how I look.
Or if they're like, this guy might be gay. I can see him as a gay best friend.
Yeah, that, or they could be like, yo, this guy's a bozo. Like, but I mean, either way, I wouldn't care.
I feel like,
would love for this guy to be my boyfriend.
I feel like
Kick-Ass, have you ever seen Kick-Ass?
Yeah.
And then he has to have game.
Oh, yeah.
No, like fucking grown-ups, too.
Which part?
Oh, the, David Spade.
He's
gay, isn't he? No, he just acts gay.
He's a genius.
The slogan.
I act gay.
No, I think that does work for Logan sometimes, for sure.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like, I don't know, most of the time, like, I'm not even, like, really trying to get at them.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Logan could, like, have a girl like him.
Favor.
Have a girl like him that he had no interest in liking them in the first place type shit.
He has to know him for 3+ years before he starts liking them.
Now, let's say...
Go ahead. Were you going to go away from the club or is it still at the club?
I'm still at the club.
Okay, go. And then when the last question for the club, I'll ask mine.
So at the club, bar, whatever, Should you ask for their Instagram, Snapchat, or their number, or does it even matter?
Yes.
Instagram. You
have to.
Instagram.
Yeah.
No number.
No number. Why?
I'll tell you why. Okay. I actually have a story.
Oh, fuck.
This was in high school. This was a long time ago. And I remember I was at the OC Fair, actually. And I was with Rodden. I think Rodden still remembers this. This is like a big reason why I don't ask for like girls' numbers or anything. I remember Rodden and I, we were there and like, you know, you're fucking like a sophomore or whatever. Oh, bunch of girls. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Girls look like, all these girls look fucking hot too. Whatever. Especially from coming from Wilson.
Yeah.
Where
you see every high school there.
Yeah, you see. So I'm there and I see this girl and I remember telling Rodden like, bro, she's bad, blah, blah, blah. And I kept telling her, blah, blah, blah. And then Ronnie goes, well, let's play. What are the chances? What are the chances you get her number? And all right, 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3, 3. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, all right. I did the most corniest pickup line ever. I went up to her and I had, I opened up my shit and I went to like new contact. And I went up to her and I said, hey, can you fill out this survey real quick?
Oh my God.
Hey, but let me tell you this. I was pumped because she was like, she chuckled, she laughed. She's like, oh, that's cute. She's like, yeah. She gives it to me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to text her tonight. I text her that night. Nothing. I text her like a week later. Nothing.
Oh, you double texted.
She gave me the wrong fucking number. Because you know why? What ended up happening was, I think a week later when I had double texted.
She was fucking somebody there.
No, she was like, the person responded, they're like, who's this? And the girl's name was like, she had put her actual name. And I was like, oh, this is Logan. We met at the OC Fair, blah, blah, blah. This is blah, 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 right? No, who the fuck is that?
Oh my gosh. She typed some random shit in your phone. You know, the whole squad was laughing after that.
Oh my gosh, dude. After that, I was like, I'm never going to try to get a girl's
number. So number, I guess that is good because number could be fake.
Number could be fake. Okay. I like Instagram because you could see kind of what they're about without like really asking. Like you could go through, you could look at their shit. Let's say you get curved and she unfollows you. All you got to do is just unfollow her and then that's it. Instead of having her fucking number, looking like a fucking bozo and being like, fuck, I got this girl's number. She gave me the wrong one.
Yeah, and then also, too, if you're on Instagram, you DM her. Some people aren't on their phone every day or whatever. I know. There's some people like that. You send her a fucking Instagram DM, and she's over here posting stories. Okay, she's not interested in me.
That, too.
What if she's not following you back?
She could be following you back for like a week.
She wanted that follow.
Just leave it. It's fine. Yeah. She'll come eventually.
Nah. All right. So Instagram, I think we all agree is the way to go.
Yeah.
Why not and Snapchat?
Oh,
too young.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll say Instagram too. Snapchat, no more. Let's say she don't respond to you, but she got a couple of friends on there that she's posted pictures with.
Oh my gosh.
Now you know her friends.
Oh yeah.
Fuck it. Most definitely. Can get at them.
There's been times.
Yeah.
That's ultimate savagery.
And you know what? I've seen it work before where sometimes I could get an initiated response from the girl.
Yes.
You follow the friends and then, LOL, how do you know my friends?
Yeah.
Because of you. You've curved me. I'm trying to get your homegirls.
Stupid bitch. Move out the way.
Yeah. So, on to the next.
Snapchat, we're too old for that shit.
I feel like I don't even use Snapchat.
And also, I feel like a lot of like people our age, like they don't have Snapchat or they don't use it.
Okay, so that's rule number one. Don't ask for a Snapchat or you're going to look like a cornball.
You won't look like a cornball.
I think you do.
No, you don't.
Bro, it's like a meme for guys to ask girls for their Snapchat. Like, girls make fun of guys that ask for that.
No. I feel like it's some old shit.
I feel like when you ask for somebody's Snapchat, it kind of is saying something about your intentions, even though it may not be about your intentions. I feel like when girls hear a guy or read a guy say, what's your Snap? I feel like it automatically goes to like, okay, this guy's just trying to fuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And I feel like the whole thing behind Snap. Yeah.
If that's your goal, then that's your goal.
But it could turn the girl off, though. That's the thing.
It can because Snapchat.
Then on to
like,
the next one.
Like the whole thing behind Snap is like they have the ghost on their picture. So the fucking chats delete unless you save them right after.
Yeah. Just look at my bit emoji.
You could fucking send snaps.
That's my picture.
You could be sneaky on Snap. And let's say you could be fucking cheating on there or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck Snap. Yeah, that's true.
Snapchat.
Because the point of Snap is to send pics.
Yeah. What kind of pics do you want?
Yeah.
You don't need to ask for all that. You're going to be like.
But the thing is,
just
is
to that, see, okay, just let's to say, see, right, you can just see what she looks like without the filter.
In let's say,
what, by looking at the Bitmoji?
Let's say, no, let's
she
say,
the snaps of her face.
Let's say you get the snap, right? And you're going to send a pic. What kind of pose are you going for first? Are you showing face or no?
I'm not sending a pic. I'm sending a chat.
Wow. No, let's just say you have to go face. What face?
You're sending a chat?
Maybe like a mirror.
I'm sending my shoes.
You're going to get in the mirror like.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, what up? Like, what are you going to say?
What's up?
Okay. Logan, what are you doing?
I think you guys already know mine.
Like this.
I did the same shit.
What's Frank's?
I'm doing a
dog filter.
No. Yeah, that was the beginning, Frank.
That was all Frank.
That's what I used to use.
He goes, big dog in the building. He says that stuff.
Hey, baby, you love doggy style?
Oh, just, that's a good pickup line.
Just straight up.
That hey, sometimes, no, no, it does work. When I was younger, bro, I didn't give a fuck. And girls, like, you would be surprised.
No, I
a lot of
see
shit
why.
Didn't give
yeah,
fuck.
I could see it.
Because what if the girl just wants to fuck?
Yeah.
She don't want a, like, relationship with you.
Wait, so what are you doing?
If I'm wearing gray sweats.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking a bottom picture.
No, it has to be a
face?
Picture of your face.
Yeah, first no, it doesn't have to
oh,
be.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
bad.
It doesn't have to be the face. If just that's what you want to
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sending it by my shoes and shit. Yeah.
And make sure that your fucking rock hard cocks there like this. Like,
no,
what's up?
No.
So you're going to send your shoes and a bit of your gray sweats.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what Julian sent you.
But.
Sending one eye like the
That's what I would do. That's what I would do.
I'm gonna send side face.
Yeah, I'm sending the corner head, the corner of your haircut. If you got a new haircut, that's the best time to do it.
That's exactly what I was gonna fucking say. That's crazy. I did not think you would know that.
I knew it.
That is fucking.
That's
funny.
That's funny.
After that first pic, though, are you guys sending more pictures of your face or no?
If she sends one back. The reason why I wouldn't want to send my shoes is because I don't want her to send her shoes.
And the next thing you know, you guys are just taking pictures of random ass objects.
Yeah. I hate that shit. So, like,
okay,
I'm going to start off with the face or something. Or cock. See her face. Imagine she does the same thing with her fucking pussy. But it's a mean camel toe and gray sweats.
Oh, it's a dick back.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Then you scored the jackpot.
She gave you the wrong fucking snap.
Or it's her boyfriend's dick.
Oh my God.
That would be fucked up.
And that shit's like 16 inches.
Oh shit. I would be like, damn, that shit's small.
Be like, that shit looks ugly.
Like, that shit looks like my shit soft. Nah, what I was going to ask was, what are you guys going to do? Like, does your game differentiate if the girl is in like a group of friends?
Yes.
Like, let's say, like, 6 or 7 friends.
Wait, can we go back to Snapchat real quick?
Okay, go.
Okay, I want to say Snapchat at its peak was actually the shit, though.
Yes.
Yes.
In high school.
It actually was the shit. And if you really liked a girl, you had a streak with her. And, like, the shit, like, if she sent you, like, a cute selfie and you thought it was cute, you would be like, fuck, like. That shit looks good.
Screenshot it.
Yeah, you
Why'd
might
you
hit
screenshot
a, you
it.
Might hit it with a screenshot.
Cause you look cute.
A screenshot, oh, or you might be like, "Fucking damn, that might make you smile for the day." Like, damn, she sent me a nice pic.
Yeah.
But sometimes I used to use the streaks as like, all right, for sure, this is the longest I'm gonna talk to this girl.
Like you have her on a timer.
When I was in high school,
you got her on
though.
A deadline.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
If she ends the streak,
10-day contract.
If she ends the streak, then she ends the streak for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like back then, if you ended the streak.
It was a game over.
I'm done. I ain't talking to you.
As soon as you see that timer. Ooh,
I don't think I can
talk. And then she says, my parents took my phone away.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, liar.
Oh. Yeah, right. Oh. I just.
You were sucking dick, huh?
I got my phone taken away.
Let's say, like you said.
I hid my phone before it got taken away.
I couldn't. I'll get my ass beat.
Does your game. How do you approach. Let's say it's two homies. Two, three homies. A pack. Of 6 girls. How do you approach that? So it's 3 versus 6 in that situation. You just want one.
Beautiful Mind.
What do you do? Explain that. I don't know.
You haven't seen Beautiful Mind?
Yeah. I kind of forgot though.
What is it?
So.
Oh, yeah.
You want to explain it?
Wait,
or you think.
Before you explain that, can I explain mine?
Yeah, go.
Maybe it might correlate.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Let's go through it.
I'm actually curious if like you or Frank will. Kind of get it right.
Okay. So what I would do, like, let's just say it's us four and a group of girls, like eight girls. Like, so double.
Yeah,
double.
Seven girls.
Yeah.
It's realistic. More they travel
more
in
than
packs.
Us. Yeah, more than us.
They so do travel in big
so
packs.
So it's just us four.
They're like wolves.
I think we would have to go talk to the ugliest girl first.
Nah.
That is beautiful mind. That is the theory behind
it. Okay, wait, hold on. Let's see if he gets it right.
And
though.
Then once you talk to the ugly girl first, like, hey, like, you know, whatever, chopping it up with her, and then her friends will come and be like, hey, who's this? Who's this? Who are these guys? And then off that, you just start talking to everybody else in that group, and then you fucking, you're in right
except
there.
For the girl you want or including the girl you want?
I would probably do including, but I think I've heard, now that I remember, I think Logan said you're not supposed to talk to
the
girl. But I would talk to
them. You wanna explain you wanna explain the theory of the beautiful mind? It's actually like backed by like science and like laws and shit. Yeah. Of like human nature.
I would actually do that though.
Do you want me to search it up and you can kinda go for it? Because I don't wanna like fuck it up. Fuck.
This is like off.
I'll tell you from like what I remember. It's basically the same thing as
Wait,
Danny.
What is Beautiful Mind?
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie about some fucking genius, and he actually came up with this
theory.
I don't know if it's we'll just call it a theory.
A theory.
We have a beautiful mind theory. But I think it goes something like, I think there was a group of girls and there was one blonde, and the group of boys all wanted the blonde. And somebody said, if we all go for the blonde, we block each other and not a single one of us is going to get her. So we go for her friends, but they will give us the cold shoulder because nobody likes to be a second choice. Wait, hold on. But what if no one goes to the blonde? Oh, shit. This is the whole fucking conversation. Jesus.
Yeah. So basically what you do is, let's say there's a group of six girls, right? There's one girl that is obviously a lot better looking than everybody. All the guys want her. What you do is, while the guys are over here trying to talk to the other girls or whatever, or talk to that girl, you go and you talk to the other girls and you give the hot one no attention at all. So then what's supposed to happen by theory is, when, you know, it's kind of all said and done and you've been talking to her friends and you literally did not pay attention to her at all, when she's kind of done rejecting the six or however many guys you came with, she's going to be interested in you because you played hard to get. You gave her no attention at all.
Fuck. I think if you guys are getting at a girl, I'm going to fucking be like, all right, for sure. You guys can have her.
Do you think that actually works, though? Because you've seen the movie, right? Like, when it happens, do you remember it?
No, I don't, to be honest.
Because it, like, worked perfectly, but I feel like that shit wouldn't work.
So if there was a fucking girl that we all wanted in the group, and there's seven of them, and we went to the group, and all of us went for nothing but her.
Yeah. But you went for, like, one of our other friends and didn't even look at the pretty one.
So we all went for the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
Different girls. No. Except for the pretty one.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
No, so us three went for the pretty one. We're trying to get at her, but you went for somebody different.
Oh, that's how it works?
I think so.
Yeah.
Would that work? Fuck. Probably not.
No, it wouldn't, bro, because I feel like I would just want to go up to her first, like, because if you guys go up to her, like, obviously, she's going to be like, oh, this motherfucker feeling me before that motherfucker.
You know, it's tough, because I feel like all of us are not horrible at talking or, like.
And we're not the worst looking guys either.
So it's kind of like, if I give you the chance, or we give any one of us the chance, we might get our shit jacked.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, bro, you didn't watch A Beautiful Mind. You're supposed
like,
to
bro,
save it for me.
I was trying to wingman you or something, but bro, she was feeling it. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, I would say that.
You get what I'm saying? That could fucking happen. For
she was
sure.
feeling the swaggy J.
She was grabbing on my cock, bro. I'm sorry.
I don't.
At that point, I would just be like, all right, it's all fair game. I don't fuck.
You go, and you're over here talking to the one that nobody wanted because you watched A Beautiful Mind one time.
You're like, hey, yeah, man, that Beautiful Mind shit doesn't work. I just got my dick sucked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could definitely not work.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So I wouldn't say try it. If it's in a group, do you think, like, telling the home girl, like, oh, I think your friend's cute, is horrible game?
No.
Or is that still good game?
I think you look like a kid.
What? No.
I feel like somewhat. You don't, but
I feel you like could. You gotta could,
when she's leaving, like when I'm leaving, and if your homegirl, if she's driving like home, I'll tell her like homegirl in the passenger. I'll be like, tell your friend to like stop playing. Like,
but you've been talking to her already, or you?
This is I've been talking to her the whole time. But when they leave, if we're like, tell her homegirl to stop playing. Like, tell her to make sure she hits me up.
But you never talk to her.
Exactly. No, but
so how is she playing if you never talked to her?
Well, if she's fucking introducing me to her homegirl, like, this is my homegirl too. Oh, nice to meet you. Like, it's a small little conversation, but I can get them to talk to each other and to talk to both of them.
I watched a clip from Nick Grajeda's podcast where the girls actually said that that's a fucking big ass turn off.
When they ask, like, when they
if they get a message from the girlfriend being like, hey, he said you're cute, like, he wants to talk to you.
Because it's like, why you didn't have the balls to talk to
me? Yeah, you look like a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a message.
I can see that, too.
Unless you were talking to the girl before and, like, Frank says, like, hey, you guys are walking out the bar and then, like, they're driving away. You could, like, pull up to the friend and be like, hey, your friend was cute tonight or some shit. I don't know.
No, I fuck around and just say stop playing. Like, tell your homegirl to stop playing and they'll be like, oh.
All right, let's move to a different one. The gym. Is it possible to successfully pull somebody at the gym?
Girl? I don't think so. I think it could be done, but I feel like for the most part, you're going to look like a weirdo.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like even if, like, you know, it's hard not to just look at anybody in the gym. Like, for me, like, because I'd be even looking at the motherfuckers that just be, like, lifting.
Oh, no,
like,
yeah, you yeah. Know? Yeah, you look at everybody.
Like, But, like, I feel like for girls, like, there's always those instances, like, every single time you see it all over. Like, there's fucking weirdos at the gym. Why are these guys so weird at my gym? Like, all that. And then that makes me feel like, okay, like, if I actually thought a girl was cute at the gym, like, she would just think I'm a weirdo because I'm trying to hit on her or some shit.
At the gym, yeah.
Yeah, at the gym.
If anything, I feel like if you're trying to get at a girl at the gym, I feel like it has to happen, like, naturally.
Yeah.
Like, you guys just randomly bump into each other. Or you could make it happen naturally where, hey, how many more sets do you have? Blah, blah, blah. Mm. Why did you say that one day? Another day. I don't know. Introduce yourself or whatever. And then from there, like, I think if you are going to hit on a girl at the gym, it has to be like, time.
Yeah. That's long-term game right there. Yeah. That's long-term game.
I feel like it would have to take time at the gym, though.
But if you're over there like, hey, yo, what's your snap? And she's over here wearing tight ass butt shorts or whatever and a crop top. Like, she's,
what if, like, you go over there and you're like if you had to say something, like let's say she's lifting, like,
would and, you be and like, you need a spot on that squat?
Yeah. What if you ask, like, do you need a spot?
Hey, your form's not looking too good. Let me help you.
I don't know. I just feel like there's nothing you could say.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
There has to be something, dude.
I don't think
right?
it ever works at the gym. Like,
I feel like you guys might both have to be, like, gym heads.
Yeah. But, like, then again, that's some long-term
shit. Yeah, that's long-term,
like,
shit.
Like,
that's true.
Because if you think about it, okay, when we were going to the gym consistently, we would see, what's his name from fucking Breaking Bad?
Oh, no, not Breaking Bad.
Prison Break.
Prison Break.
So we would see him. We saw him for like a week straight.
Yeah.
And then we saw him in the sauna. And then we just started talking to him.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
even
true.
Even with the guys, like, it works like you see someone every day and then you're just like, hey, bro, what's up?
You in the fucking,
you know?
Yeah, we did. We fucking ran a 3-man
in the sauna.
That's true. You guys, if you guys, yeah. If you guys
so
do,
like,
well, I mean, also,
you probably will run into them in a sauna.
But even then, I feel like, kind of talking to them in the sauna, like, the gym is just such a touchy place because, like, the girls just go there to work out.
Yeah.
And most guys do. I feel like it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Like, people just want to get in and get out, right?
Yeah.
So,
most people.
So a lot of girls think about it like, oh, this guy was bugging me. Like, I couldn't even think straight.
Yeah.
And, and if you're over here trying to use your eyes for, like, you know, for game,
you cannot use
you
your
can't
eyes.
Do that
you
at
can't.
The gym.
Because they're going to be like, this fucking weirdo. He's probably looking at me to see when I'm not looking at him so he can look at my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do look like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't be like,
what if she comes up to you? She's like, damn, you're buff.
No, that shit will never happen.
Then. Yeah.
Then that's a dub.
Then fuck, I'm the buffest man in the world.
Nah, to be honest, I don't even know
you
if I would like it.
You want to feel these muscles in the car?
I don't even know if I'd like it if a girl came up to me at the gym.
Or what if you're benching And she goes, that's all you could do?
Let me see your bitch ass try.
Yeah, I would fucking throw ass. I would throw a 45 like a frisbee at the back of her head when she turns around.
I think that might be a good game from her.
No, yeah, shit. It could be.
That's because all I could be do. Like, let's see what you could do. Let's see what you could do. She hops on, she does more.
I'll be like, spot me.
Yeah, you can slap back with one of those. But you I think be, that's a really good
and
game.
He
like
and he starts sucking on her camel
spot
toe.
Me.
Smell her cooch.
Hey, spot me real quick, but you're going to have to get close as fuck.
Gym's too hard.
Nah, the gym's a wonderful place to pick a woman.
So, gym's horrible place.
Yeah.
Unless you're a girl, then maybe you could do it for the guy. Maybe. Or no?
Yeah, maybe.
Would you guys even want that?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The gym is a place for girls to get spit the game.
Yeah, I mean, it could probably, it's probably a lot easier for girls.
Yeah.
Just fucking show
but
them.
Some guys might not want to be hit on at the gym regardless either.
Yeah, I'm so tired of it when I go.
For real. I hate getting hit on. That's why I can't go to the gym.
For real.
That's why I haven't been in like 2 months.
No, I actually
why I never go.
I actually did kind of have a instance where like a girl was hitting on me. It was like a fucking like 65-year-old woman.
Oh yeah, you told me.
And it would be like when I would pick up my weights.
She's the gym hoe though.
Yeah, she's been ran through 24 for fucking 24 years. But I would go to pick up weights, and she would turn around and like stick her ass in my face.
Okay, yeah. See, that's too
to like bend
far.
Over. And like that shit made me uncomfortable.
Should've
I was
been like, you know what? What the fuck?
She could have been your sugar mama though.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
She got bread.
Serious, yeah.
I know.
The next scenario is where a bunch of fucking couples meet. This is a place where a lot of people come together. The workplace. So where you work. What should we just start off like, okay, what are some of the sneakiest ways you could like get at somebody in the workplace? Like, what's a good tactic? What's a way?
Making them laugh.
Okay.
Talk shit about the managers.
I worked at Valet, bro.
Talk shit about the managers?
No, tell me that's not a fucking good one, though.
Say something very relatable. Like, if you guys both hate someone, like, talk about that.
Yeah.
That's fucking good.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
Also, too.
Common enemy.
Yeah. Talk about something you hate doing. Talk about how tired you are coming in.
Yeah. Damn, this guy. Also, too.
Hey.
This guy's hey. He's the master.
I can't say,
hey,
the master.
I can't say anything
no.
either. He's the master.
He did his thing.
Also, too. Also, too, if you're trying to get their number, hey, I think I'm going to need my shift covered next week. What's your number so I could, like, text you about it?
Yep. You could.
That's an easy way. That's a fucking gimme. They're not going to be like, oh, no.
What if you text her, hey, what you doing?
Yep.
You text her that, and she's like, I thought you were going to text me about my shift, asshole.
No, I'm not going to lie. Cockpick. That happened before. Well, that did happen before where it was something like, hey, cover my shift. I don't know, what's your number? Cool. Set the number. Next thing they send is Cupong.
You've had that happen?
I've had that happen.
Oh.
I've never had that. Wow. That's
you know we're trying to play Cupong? Hey. I didn't play that shit. Not shit. Play that fucking
what if she sends you a Clash Royale request?
Well, fuck. You know what happened to me one time?
What?
One time, I had my manager's number, and he would text me. Yeah. So he would text me, like, hey, like, cover your shit, blah, blah. And it was cool, you know? He knew that I didn't swing that way. And I knew that he swung that way. But anyways, one night he must have just gotten fucking drunk as fuck.
He got hammered.
And he said a dick pic.
He was shit. Basically, nah, he didn't. But he was getting close. He texted me like, Logan, what time's your shift over? I was doing a midnight shift. I was like, oh, 4 a.m. Oh, let's kick it after. I was like, I'm gonna be tired. Fuck, I just miss you so much, daddy.
Oh shit.
Squirt emojis. Oh, squirt, like, bro, like that's cum. And I was like, yo. You know, I'm not gay, and also too, like,
you're my coworker.
Yeah, you're my coworker,
and it won't work.
He was just like, I know. He's like, I just miss you so much. We haven't worked in a shift in a while. I was like,
Sam,
I miss you too.
I just
I thought he was gonna say that. Yeah.
Anyways, like we were saying about the workplace, I think it takes. It's like the gym, but it's easier than the gym, and it takes. It takes a bit of time, too. Like, yeah. Logan's, for Logan's instance, that took a while.
For yeah, it him took to for him to get
up.
Drunk.
Yeah, for him to open up like that. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, but after that, he texted me and he apologized. He's like, hey, man, like, I don't want it to be weird with us. Like, just know, like, I was just blacked out. And I was like, man, I don't care. Just, you know, I don't swing that way. Yeah. And then we worked a couple other shifts and then it was cool. Nah, I didn't make it awkward. He didn't make it awkward. Actually,
yeah, he's cool. He's
actually,
cool.
I don't
he's
think cool. we talked he's that
cool.
much after.
Okay, but anyway, go ahead. But anyways, it does take a long time, and back to how you could do it also. I think if you talk about your weekend, like, just, like, shit that happened, like, when you guys didn't see each other at work or what happened, I think that's good, too.
Oh, yeah, during the weekend, I had a threesome with two guys.
And if she got a boyfriend, and I worked there, and she works there, I'd be like, oh, she'd be talking about her boyfriend. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. No, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, at work.
Every girl has a work boyfriend.
Yeah, I was gonna say at work boyfriends are non-existent.
Does every guy have a work girlfriend?
I feel like no.
Yes.
No comment.
I say no.
I'm not gonna say.
But if they have a work boyfriend, then you gotta have a girlfriend. No,
you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. Maybe there's I feel like more guys than girls
in the workplace. There's more girls that have work boyfriends.
Yeah,
like. That can, like, hey, that's part of the girl spinning game is like, hey, can you, like, file these papers for me? Or can you print these out or go get me that shit? Like,
hey, can you drop those nuggets for me?
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, but that's where that game comes to be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And she goes, what?
What? Oh, I'm just kidding.
I'm fucking with you. Why is that looking
and
at
And then
you?
They go like this. Oh, my gosh, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
All right, you touch me. So.
Nah, for real.
If you're touching me in the workplace,
did you guys
bro.
Witness that? Because I never witnessed that when I was.
Well, working. You worked valet, so you didn't work with like a whole lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. You were in like a booth.
Yeah, I feel like we worked like with like groups of people.
Oh yeah.
So,
but then when I worked at a fucking nurse's place, and the nurses were bad, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See. You could be their little work boyfriend in that case. Like, hey, can you pull up my car?
If I could take you home.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
I did put a discount on your motherfucking beep. Bitch, you ain't got to pay the $30 fine. Give me your fucking car. Have a good day.
That's sweet right there.
Or if I didn't like the bitch, oh, no.
Yeah.
But Clear the fine, and then grab the money and let her out. And be like, oh,
that's my money now. Yes, I experienced it firsthand.
I personally never experienced it, but I have seen it come to light.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Work boyfriends for real.
I'll rock a motherfucker shit, bro.
It just is.
It just happens.
It just is.
It can't
bro.
Happen.
No, dude, it happens.
Because it's like a place where
you can't get caught.
You're
really.
Just
yeah.
bored.
I'm at
work.
I'm at work, babe. I can't text you.
Yeah.
And if you're that's the thing. The flirting is never too fucking hard.
And the even if it's not like fucking like flirty, it's still flirty.
Okay, check
this
out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So,
like, hey, go get those papers for me. That's not. Okay, go get those papers for me. But a girl tells you that, I'm going to go get those papers for you, baby.
Like, yeah.
Come
you
on.
Know,
you're going to take your sweet ass time to go get those papers. You're going to leave
it's
what you're
so
doing.
Fucking attractive.
What if she's like,
a girl has no coworker boyfriends, bro, fuck that.
What if she's like, hey. Oh, can you go get these papers? And then you're like, just because you got a nice smile, I'll do it. And you go.
Yeah. Oh if you got God. Hey, okay, yeah. You're just, taking full advantage of that. Yeah.
All right, just because you got a nice smile, I'm going to go fucking rack these papers for you. And
see,
you just
that's
walk.
That's not too flirty, but in the workplace, it is.
It's flirty.
It is. Yeah. I can't
here
lie. Goes
these papers. You
like I'm
you
saying, I'm taking my sweet ass time. I'm dropping whatever I'm doing at work because I'm bored. And then once I give you those papers, I'm going to sit there and talk to you for a little bit. Hey, how was your day today? You know, I'm fucking bored as fuck right now. Like, thank you for fucking making me go get those papers for you. Because, like, dude, I was
you
fucking
see, I
bored,
don't know. I never did that.
Yeah.
You didn't get
or
to.
No.
Oh, you would have done it. Trust me.
You think
God,
so?
Yeah, you would have done
bro,
it.
Bro, imagine you're working an 8-hour shift with the same person every day.
Yeah.
You guys are going to talk.
She's bad?
Yeah.
No, let me drop this in. I'm going to do one of those scenarios. She's a 6, but she works with you. Does she go up at all?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't go up. She fucking goes down, if anything.
No, trust me. She goes up. She goes up.
No, no.
Bro.
Does she stay as sick or
I
she
I don't
go
think
to
I
a
would
seven?
Fuck a coworker.
Okay, let's just say.
But
what? You wouldn't fuck a coworker?
It's awkward. I feel like it would be awkward. What if I had...
You're the last person I would, like, ever... Like,
I wouldn't fuck a coworker because if I fucking... Bro, if I see him at work, I would feel weird.
No, you're fucking a coworker, Frank.
No, that would
Frank, you would fuck a coworker.
Why, you're gonna force me to fuck a coworker? No. I wouldn't fuck a coworker, though.
He hasn't experienced it.
Yeah, you haven't... Why? Okay. We're gonna get you a fucking job.
next vlog. He just plays bad bitches all around me.
Bro, come on.
No. A job at Hooters?
Okay. Nah.
Stupid.
Here's the thing, though. Like he said, she's a six, but she works with you. It could be a mid-ass bitch that's working with you. And you could be like, fuck.
But the booty looks plump in those wearing jeans. Yeah. So now she's jumping to a 7'8".
And then also, to her person, she's cool as fuck. She's able to talk to her.
And like,
jumps half a point, too.
You get that feeling you're this...
In your cock,
and then you,
and then you
kind of start looking at
her. Hey, if I get
the chance
to get her in that room by herself, I'm a fuck. I'm gonna try to fuck like that.
Let me know.
Oh wow, like,
Daddy been there.
He's been in that room.
Done that. Or on the 30-minute break in the car.
So they go up a point.
Yeah,
is it safe to say?
It goes up one.
It's like the same thing. Like there could be like a six at the airport, but they go up because they're the only like. Somewhat attractive person.
Yeah,
at the
that's
airport.
That's why I brought
that's
up.
That's
that,
what people say.
Because I heard that.
Yeah.
Do you think we go up a point too?
Oh hell yeah!
Like if we walk in like a 7'8", you think we go up like
we're all tens?
What if she says you work that uniform so good?
Okay. See that if you say that, that's your game. You're getting fired.
No, not me.
For sexual assault.
No, not me saying that.
They reported to HR.
I said if she says that, you dumbass.
You're gonna have to write a fucking file for HR.
Okay, fine. You look so fucking fine in that shit. So I'll do it.
That ass in those McDonald's pants just they make me hungry.
Oh my god, those non-slip shoes look so good on you.
Those non-slip shoes make me fucking make those fries taste so good.
What about this shit? What if you're at work?
You flip that burger so fucking nice.
And you're like,
flip it on your ass. Let me try to flip it on your ass.
You like fries? Let me stick mine in you.
What about offering to buy them like lunch or something?
Does okay,
that,
bro. At
is
that,
that
point,
flirty or not?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that flirty?
It's like, come fuck me.
Is that really at work?
Yes.
Let's
bro.
Say it's your break. Her break is fucking later. She got a long shift today. You're like, hey, I'm going to hit a Starbucks. You want something?
Oh, no. Nah. I think it depends how your guys' relationship at work has already gone. If you guys are already kind of doing that flirtatious stuff like Danny's been saying, then yeah.
There's no such thing as a friend at work. Fuck that.
What are you talking about?
Tripping on that.
They're all friends.
Yeah.
Or coworkers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes in the workplace, there is some people that hate each other.
Kill
there
this
is.
Bitch. Like that?
There is people that hate each other in the workplace. Right? Like, let's say, like, two of the managers don't like each other, you know? But there is a lot of friends in the workplace as well.
That talk like, shit about those managers.
Yeah. So, like, if you guys both don't like someone and be like, oh, fuck, she's stressed out about that because she don't like someone or whoever you're fucking with at work doesn't like someone, and you go get them Starbucks, I might fucking brighten up their day.
Definitely will.
Yeah, I don't think I think it depends a lot on your relationship with that girl.
She says, like, what's your zone? You're like, I got it.
Yeah. Right there, you're balling.
I'm balling, yeah.
Yeah.
I took the light shift today.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got Starbucks rewards points.
You know what? I was thinking about it. It might actually be possible that you have no friends at work.
Oh, yeah.
Because at Target, I think I fucking hated everybody except like us.
Except us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I had a couple of people.
Well, I don't know who the fuck I talked to at Target.
Maybe because I talked to we were people. Fucking seasonal.
Were there bad bitches at Target?
I only remember the people from high school that we worked
with. Honestly, don't fuck with anybody that worked there.
Yeah, at Target.
No, yeah, I feel like Target employees, they're not... And I don't even think it's just the one that we're at. I feel like you never really see Target employees, like, having fun. They're always on that, like, that fucking zebra scanning shit and over here doing go bags. Like, damn, bro, smile for one.
What a shit face.
Yeah, they always have a shit. Have a shit face.
They take pride in working at Target. Like,
yeah. I mean, go ahead. Take
they
pride.
Picked the right ones, though, because, I mean, they fired us.
Yeah.
They definitely saw that we did not
I didn't
pride.
Get called back.
Yeah, none of us did. Because, fuck, I'm not going to say who, but there was fuckers that were opening up Snickers bars and eating them mid-shift.
This guy, we worked seasonal during, like, Halloween and Christmas when there was candy everywhere. He would open up the candy bars.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. I would do that shit, too, if I worked with you guys.
It's because you get so bored.
You get hungry, huh?
You're so bored, you get hungry. I would be like, Julian would be in the toys, and I would be at the seasonal. I'll be like, yo.
Yeah, and then you would leave the rapper there, and they blame it on some little ass kid.
Yeah,
would we hop on different channels? That was that one.
No,
or was that YMCA? No.
That was YMCA for you guys.
That we'd hop on different channels on Target was too risky because the managers would talk on.
Yeah, you can go on a different channel.
But Target was one of the easiest jobs. You literally just walk around. Yeah, such a big store.
Too long though, like, and too much of a bitch.
Nah, what I fucking hated about Target was you do the go bags, and then you do like the first three aisles, and you're on the fourth, and then you go back to the second one, and some kid already fucked it up. I wanted a fucking sock a kid.
Yeah. Like the next kid you passed.
I remember some kid took a shit. No. Yeah.
Ew.
He pulled his pants down, just shit.
And then you're cleaning up all your aisles. You're getting ready. Store's getting ready to close. And then people walk in like 15 minutes before closing, and they fuck everything up.
I never had that happen. But I honestly don't think I get mad because I do that shit too, honestly. Like, I don't fuck shit up.
I don't do that.
Don't do it on my watch. Let me do it on my watch.
Because I have experience, I don't do that no more. Yeah. I take my cart to the cart thing. I fucking push it back where it's supposed to go. If not, I'll just give it to the person at the front and be like, hey, you know what? I'm not taking this.
That's good.
What setting do you think is like easiest to pick up a girl?
Which workplace?
No, like whether it be workplace, gym, club, bar, restaurant.
The easiest to pick up a girl?
Yeah, like it's just like. It's
just trying to fuck or what?
Nah, well, just to get her number, whatever, and I don't know, we could talk. Lead to that, yeah.
I don't think I would want to fucking probably do the it club. I don't think I would want to do it there because I don't know what she's here for.
I feel like this is gonna sound so like weird, but like a birthday party.
That's your fucking.
Are you fucking
friends.
Crazy?
You might talk to your cousin by accident.
Like, what
dog?
Kind of birthday party?
Like, I don't know. Like, let's say it's your cousin's birthday party or whatever, and she has, like, fucking 20, 30 friends that are there. Like, you just ask your cousin, like, yo.
That is one of the top ways, too, that people become cool. Couples is through friends.
Yeah.
Through mutuals.
So I feel like shit like that.
Those little kickbacks are pretty cool.
Kickbacks especially. Yeah. In high school, especially.
Yeah. You have to talk.
Yeah. I most definitely, yeah. There's been times when I went to you guys' shit.
It was like mini bars.
Hey! I would get excited to go out with you guys. Hey!
Mini boss.
Yeah, I would say probably like one of those. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Workplace.
All right, so should we just go? We talked a lot about the workplace. There are a couple more scenarios, but we will skip those.
Yeah.
We will go to meeting them at school.
Wow.
If you meet them at school.
High school or college?
Let's go college.
Fuck. Well, I don't think any of us have that much experience.
College, it's dropped out. It's like high school.
Fuck no.
No, I feel like college, is worse.
To an extent.
We all had went to community colleges. So I feel like for us, it was a lot harder. Because a lot of people just skip the classes. And also, too, like at a community college, you're just not really talking to anyone. But I feel like if you go to, like, a UC or that shit, I feel like it's so easy to...
To get at bitches and shit.
You just go to parties.
I mean, females.
I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, you can go to parties, but I'm talking about in the classroom for right now.
Nah.
Nah, you can't. I've been in the classroom, like, just to kick it.
Like a lecture hall, though?
Yeah, lecture. Like, I sit in that bitch, and I was just chilling. Yeah, and I was just looking just around. People are just studying and shit.
Yeah, unless you're sitting next to a fine-ass girl.
That only happens in the movies.
Yeah.
No, we're being real.
Yeah. You could get lucky.
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah.
No, you can get lucky, bro. It's
like,
possible.
You think you could play the dumb role? Like, I don't know what to do right here. Like, play can you help me? Play it, yeah. Can that be part of the
you
game?
You can play it in high school, if you have the same class with the same girl.
High school, I think it's different because you're there at school. You're going to see them at fucking lunch every single day, too.
Yeah.
High school is a lot. College?
You're there for 4 years.
College, yeah. You could probably play it dumb, like, yo, can you help me? But then, like, you kind of play the risk because she could be dumb.
I can't. But then that might work in your favor. Hey, let's work together.
Either way.
Let's go to the library and study.
I hate that shit.
But
I love it.
I would not want that shit.
What?
That would suck.
What?
What you guys are saying.
Is it a red flag if your girl is in a study group?
No.
No, it's not.
But it's all guys.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely getting boned in that study group. She's getting studied on.
She's studying the pelvic region.
She's studying the cock.
Is it all guys?
Nah. No. It's like a mixture, half and half.
No.
That's so you should not be tripping if your girl's in a study group.
No.
But what if it's going to like 10 at night?
What the fuck?
So in what scenario?
No study groups go up to 10 at night.
For finals, you do got to be.
Yeah, for finals.
Like, study by yourself, bitch.
In what scenario would you say that a study group is too far?
So you can't study until 10?
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you
people
can.
People study till the next morning and don't go to sleep.
What if
At that extent, you're studying with your friend at night. Fuck that.
Yeah. And your friend happens to be a guy.
Nah, fuck you. That's in you. A study group. Fuck you.
What about like... You call her, it's like 8. She's like, hold on, I'm on the phone with him. I'm studying.
Oh, I would get mad. I'm not going to lie. I would get mad.
It's a study group.
Yeah, but I would still get mad because it's like, bro, fuck.
You just said.
I know, but that I would get mad because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. Yeah.
No, it's because that right there is just insecurity at that point. I'm not going to lie.
It's not insecurity.
Because it would make me feel like, damn, like you're kind of putting the fucking
school before me.
Yeah, fuck you.
I would be a little mad, but then I would be more understanding and be like, okay, just like when you take a break, just call me.
Yeah.
No, I'm understanding, but I'm gonna check that message that you fuck. I'm gonna check the messages.
But it was on FaceTime, so there's no messages.
Oh no, there's messages, dog. Trust me.
Oh my gosh, there's no sexting.
You have FaceTime. To send. They have to at least send like fucking
what if
questions
it's on Snap?
And shit. No. How the fuck do you do on a Snap? Fuck that.
No, what you Snapchat the pictures.
Yeah, what if they're messaging on Snap?
Yeah,
okay, to be honest, that's a fucking red flag.
That's a red flag as fuck. Get the fuck out of here, Snap.
Hey, any scenarios possible.
Yeah, I got a study group, and we all meet up on Snapchat.
Yeah. Or Zoom.
No. I don't know. No.
Zoom. Okay. Can't you message on Zoom?
Yeah, you can. Zoom. I'm
who's
going to
check the Zoom?
I check the Zoom.
No
way. No, you
don't. I check the Discord. I check everything, dog. Fuck the bullshit.
Damn.
You're toxic, dog.
You don't check Canvas, though.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I got him started.
You got me thinking about a whole other. Oh, shit. What is that?
It's like fucking Tinder for school, dog.
No. That's where they get their homework and shit.
But you could message on there.
Oh, my God.
You could see all the students.
Yeah,
well.
So you might want to check that.
And I think they do be opening, like, profile pictures right there.
Yeah.
When I went, there was girls that had, like, booty in the mirror. Nah, I'm just kidding.
and then also, too.
Wait, what the fuck?
Hey, and then guys with no shirt.
Yeah, with gray sweatpants.
I'm one of the pictures.
So the classroom's impossible.
Yes.
To get at
in
somebody.
College, yeah.
Yeah. Unless, like, you're putting, like, I
unless
went to a fucking
you catch her after,
college.
Unless you catch her after class and she has to go to the cafeteria.
Yeah, so how do you do that? How do you do that?
I don't know, man.
Hey.
I really don't know.
We went to community college.
Not for college, bro, because I would go to school and I would just dip.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't give a fuck about no one at that school, bro. I went to class and then I stopped going.
If I did go to college, though, I feel like if there's like a cute girl in my class and she was always there, my approach to her would kind of be like, hey, yo, do you understand like this shit? And then if she doesn't understand it, I'll be like, bro, neither do I. And then like talk about it, whatever. And then
in class or after class?
After class.
After class, I'll be like, I see you a lot.
Oh, and, yeah. That too. I feel like that's another good one.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh.
Yeah, and I feel like community college, unless, like, you're in a sport, then maybe that'll help you out, too. Like, I feel like at my community college, the athletes got at the athletes, and, like, that was kind of like a high school thing where they would see each other every day.
But that's
like,
true.
But, like, as a student, just as a strict student, yeah, maybe like that. Like, hey, I see
a
you.
Normal approach.
I see you like every Tuesday and Thursday. Like, maybe we should go study for this shit or fucking something.
Well, if you're one of us, then I don't know.
We should fuck.
Just hit up the DMs on college students. Just kidding.
So just a normal fuck approach.
Why, what would you do if you were in college?
Yeah, what would you
What do? Would your approach be?
Same thing, probably after class. But I wouldn't be like shy to talk to her during class either. Obviously, like if I see like she's trying to focus, I'm trying to focus too. Whatever, I'm not gonna bug her.
Yeah, you can bug.
But I don't, like maybe I would like start a little game like if fucking like we had to work in a group.
Like or throw a eraser at her head.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a fucking
throw a ninja star.
See, I would do that in high school, but like in college, bro.
Yeah, people are there.
You can't be a dick.
You're paying.
People are paying.
Honestly, in college, bro, like for me personally, I just did not pay attention. Like, yeah, at all. I don't think any of us did. I was looking down at my phone every class all day.
So wouldn't that be easier to get at a girl then?
No, me, I would pee. If I could, I would pee bitches around me.
All right, fuck it. This part of the podcast will be. Oh, wait. We still have this one.
Yeah, you want to do the outro?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this camera died, so we want to thank you guys for watching this podcast. But we are going to continue this podcast on just the audio form of it. So we want to thank you guys for listening because it helps us a lot with our plays, woo-hoo, which in return helps us a lot with our, you know, ad reads for the episodes, which support us, you know,
for these episodes,
to keep them going. And you guys have been fucking killing it. You guys have been doing really good for us. So we want to thank you. But we are going to keep talking about meeting them at school and then maybe through dating apps on the audio portion only.
Yeah. Go find it on Spotify or Apple.
Amazon. Amazon. It's on fucking everything. Yeah. So
go right now.
Thank you guys for watching. And we'll see you on the audio portion.